This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and not part of the problem, right? And a lot of people part of the problem. And really, seriously, I mean, I really appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows, a whole bunch of other stations that you could be watching out there. And you've chosen this one, and I appreciate it more than you know. And you know, I love this stuff. I, if you've been listening at all to what's going on, first of all, what's the woman's name? Marianne, the one that was running for president. And it's funny because has anybody heard from her at all? I mean, seriously, has anybody heard from her? Because she hasn't said anything. Marianne Williamson, that's her name. Sorry. I knew I'd get it eventually. So Marianne Williamson has come out and she said, I'm extremely grateful for the contributions that poured into my campaign over the last 2 days. They've enabled us to pay down our campaign debt. We've had a wonderful team, and I'm deeply grateful for their energy and their talents. But as of today, we can't afford a traditional campaign staff. She's going to ask people to come to work for her for love. Now, love is great until you go pay the electric bill, in which case they look at you and go, yeah, did that check or cash? She goes, I am not suspending my candidacy, which I've never understood anyhow. She said, however, a campaign not having a huge war chest should not be what determines its fate. The point of my candidacy has been to tell the heart's truth, and that doesn't cost money. Forging a new path for my campaign is going to be necessary. The conversation between candidate and voters, what matters most. So this is where I think Marianne Williamson, I think she was at Woodstock. I'm almost sure she was. And I'm almost sure that the amount of dope that she smoked really, really, really had an impact on, really had an impact on how she talks. I mean, she's going to beat President, she's going to beat President Trump on the field of love. Is she, I don't know, is she a hooker? I mean, on the field of love? What does that mean? I mean, how did that work out? Can love pay the bills? I mean, get love. I get all of that. But can love pay the bills? No. And, you know, she's not going to suspend. I don't know what that means either. And then even another guy that says he is going to suspend, right? These people don't get it. They're back in the 70s. There you go. Julian Castro. He is saying goodbye. Although, I don't know. Did they really ever say goodbye? Because, like I said, it's suspended. That's going to mean it's done. But I think what happens is if it's done, then they have to pay the bills. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Get the biggest kick out of this. Because I don't get it. Again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, so I don't know what to tell you. But Julian Castro now, he's got a problem. And, you know, he's another one. Think about something. Andrew Yang is still in there. He's saying that he's not getting the time he needs because he's Asian. So, racist comment, right? Julian Castro, Kamala Harris, and a few others have said, you know, that the Democrat Party, the Democrat voters, and this, I don't know why this doesn't irritate you guys, but the Democrat voters are racist because they didn't support them. Well, how many of you want them to support them? It was like 2,000 of you running, wasn't there? How many of you should they actually jump in to support? So if they support Castro, does that mean you're racist towards women of color? I don't know. I'm asking. If they support Kamala, are they racist towards, you know, Hispanic men? I don't get it. How do you allow them to play this out? That's what I want to know. I love us. And they've raised, I mean, they can't raise money. Shows you how racist and prejudiced the people with money are. I don't know. I know. I enjoy it too much. I got it. Let's talk a little bit about binge watching and how dangerous it is for you. I mean, seriously, there are people that watch this stuff. Now I know the impeachment numbers started to crash after a while. Nobody was paying attention anymore. But when they were paying attention, you don't know how bad it was. Your brain gets to that mode. You know, I have a friend of mine that he found the internet. And when he found the internet, it was all over. It was bad. Because it's all he did. For a guy that used to read like crazy, got a lot of good information from books, was able to kind of work it through and figure it out, now decided that, you know, he had all these conspiracy theories that he could work through. It was always a lot of fun to go visit him and have him say, hey, did you see this? Did you hear that? I mean, all of that stuff. But he was watching this stuff sometimes 6, 7, 8, 10 hours a day. So we're going to talk a little bit about binge watching on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Oh, no kidding. The same old song and dance. Right? Doesn't matter what party it is. Trouble seeing your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I want you to be involved. I want you to be engaged. I want you to be informed, really, is what it boils down to. And I really do. Anyway, always, 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 always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just, you know, really, truly being part of the solution. Anyway, you know, head over to the website, therealside.com. Love to have you be part of the family, part of the support family, okay? And the way you do that, hop up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can do a lot there, including, and not exclusive of, but including the you know, donations. Donations are good. They help us. They help you. They help us. Well, they help you because if you like listening to me, I don't know why, but if you like listening to me, we're here. And you can listen pretty much every night. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about binge watching and really how bad that is for you. And it doesn't matter whether it's the impeachment process or these movies that you love. A lot of ones I like too. But the but an article in the Daily Mail talks about how binge watching your favorite box sets can be deadly. More than 2.5 hours in front of a TV raises the risk of a clot by 70%. I wonder if that holds true to being behind your computer at work or at home. You know, get up and walk around. They tell you to do that on a plane, right? Every so often, get up, walk up the aisle, shake the legs, do something, get something moving. So, binge-watching numerous episodes of your favorite TV series, it says, could be deadly. They have found that the adults who spend at least 5 hours or more in front of a television a day were 2.5 times more likely to die from a blood clot, especially in the lungs. Japanese scientists say that most at risk were those who watch multiple episodes of a series in one sitting. They urge anyone who enjoys watching numerous episodes of American dramas, such as Game of Thrones or House of Cards, ooh, the Boston almost came out of me there, to pause the TV every hour and stretch their legs, get up, do something. The team of academics from Osaka University, they followed 86,000 men and women over 20 years who had completed surveys on how much television they watch every day. In that period, 56 died from pulmonary embolism, a blood clot in the lung that develops after long periods of inactivity. But the researchers found that adults who watched 5 or more hours of television more 2.5 times more likely to have died from that condition. Those who watched between 2.5 and 5 hours were 70% more at risk for this. Woo. The doctor, oh, sure. Thanks for doing this to me. Tori Shirakawa, lead researcher and expert in public health at the Osaka. You think that's funny, do you? I almost bit my tongue on that one. Osaka University Graduate School of Medicine said, hey, nowadays, with online video streaming, the term binge-watching, see, she makes me lose it. I made her lose it, too. To describe viewing multiple episodes of a television program in one sitting has become popular. I know, people sit down, I hear them, I see them on Facebook, they sit down for like 5 hours. So what are you doing? I mean, there's nothing I want to do for, I don't even want to do this for 5 hours. The popularity may reflect a rapidly growing habit, not a healthy one at that. Around 2,300 Britons die from pulmonary embolism in the UK each year, and they are often linked to an extended stay in a hospital or long plane journeys. We've seen that happen to people. We know famous people that's happened to. Tim Russert that happened to. They occur when a blood clot develops in the leg due to inactivity and then travels to the main artery, linking the heart and the lungs, and it prevents blood from getting through. Symptoms include a sudden sharp chest pain, shortness of breath, feeling faint or coughing. But the researcher said pausing the TV every hour or so will help. This is similar to the advice for passengers on long-haul plane journeys. Get up, walk around, stroll the aisle, right? Press their feet down on the floor. Now try to get up from your seat. I don't know. I mean, whatever it takes, right? This is similar to the advice for passengers on long-haul plane journeys. I mean, a lot of you people fly from L.A. to Japan or L.A. to China or whatever. Germany, the U.K. We don't want you to leave stupidly. Really, seriously. You, if it's something you can take care of, if it's something you could have fixed, then don't be stupid about it, okay? Pulmonary embolism occurs at a lower rate in Japan than it does in Western countries. Japanese people are increasingly adopting sedentary lifestyles, and that's why they started looking at this to begin with. And most of it is TV watching. This was before Netflix was a big deal or any of this. They started to see this happening because of television. And what happened? Because of technology, we're even more sedentary. Craziness. They are keen to carry out more up-to-date research directly looking at the effect of online video streaming on blood clots. Netflix launched in the UK in 2012. And more than 3 million households now subscribe to it. Right? So they're seeing, think about this, they're seeing the rise in this in countries where now it's becoming popular. Right? So think about that. You know, we see these things. We've talked about this on the show. Some of you don't want to hear it, but whatever. We've talked about this on the show before. We've talked about how vaping, for instance. I know. Some people go, oh, just think what it does. No, I'm not going to think of what it does. Because you're sold a bill of goods that it's so good for you. It's so wonderful for you. It's doing great things for people. But it's killing the young kids. And they're finding out more and more that it's killing them. And what are they doing about it? Oh, come on, what are they doing about it? For real. You can't put our young kids through that. You cannot allow that to happen to them. Seriously. I mean, they're dying from lung diseases now that some of them we've never seen before. Nobody tested this stuff. Nobody put this stuff through any kind of long-term check. I'm in agreement with the president. Look, I believe in free enterprise, free marketplace, but not at the price of killing our kids. And yours truly has been talking about this long before it was an issue. I don't have a college degree to slow me down. Real simple for me. God never made your lungs to suck in water. Really that simple. Vapor is water. Joe was in your house, listen to Railside. Hey, it's terrifying that Texas churchgoers were armed, according to one article. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news this hour as the Pentagon confirms the head of Iran's elite forces, General Soleimani, killed during an airstrike at Baghdad International Airport in Iraq. The Defense Department says the Iranian commander approved the New Year's Eve attack on our embassy in Baghdad and was planning attacks on Americans. This comes as Iranian-backed forces stormed the U.S. embassy in Baghdad for 2 days straight, the Hezbollah terrorists burning American flags and threatening to kill all Americans inside the compound. 750 Marines deployed to protect the building and our personnel who work inside. The Department of Defense releasing a statement saying, at the direction of the President, the U.S. military has taken decisive action to protect U.S. personnel abroad by killing Soleimani. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Please answer the question.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby. We should be singing together, you and me.
All you need is the right button, right? All right, for the fourth time, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for taking the time to play. I appreciate the time we spend together and again, the time that you're involved in, that you're engaged. I really appreciate it. More than you know. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's get back at it. You know, I love these gun freaks that have no clue about guns. They're always, come on, it's so much fun. It's like watching somebody who only knows how to play checkers play chess. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's no strategy. It's just, you know, full-on war, face-to-face war on checkers, where chess is, you have to think it through. You have to think how your opponent thinks. You have to watch how they move and what they do. It's great. I think it's great. So according to a recent article in USA Today, it says it was terrifying. That's just terrifying. That Texas churchgoers were armed when they were attacked. And now I'm sorry. I don't know how much crack you have to smoke to have that make sense. How high was the writer for USA Today when they wrote that? Now, it's facing a lot of blowback for an an op-ed they published from an Arizona Republican blogger, Elvia Diaz, who wrote that it was terrifying that members of the West Freeway Church of Christ in Texas were armed when a man stormed a church and opened fire on the congregants. I guess you would rather them have died. Diaz wrote in response to hero Jack Wilson's heroic actions in taking down the shooter only a few seconds after the shooter opened fire. Unfortunately, that kind of split-second heroism has been turned into a PR tool by gun advocates, Diaz said. She continued by criticizing the other armed churchgoers who responded to the attack, saying it was terrifying that nothing is known about them. Well, she's not telling you the truth. She went on to falsely claim that the real story behind the incident was not Wilson's heroism. Diaz pulled a Joe Biden and essentially attacked the fact that Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill into law that allows people in churches to be armed. She says Texas has one of the nation's least restrictive gun laws, including allowing armed security at houses of worship and allowing parishioners to bring their weapons to church. Gun advocates didn't waste any time after the recent church incident to promote the idea of arming oneself. The Second Amendment gives Americans the right to bear arms, and that isn't going anywhere. But that constitutional amendment doesn't spell out the types of firearms Americans should bear, nor does it give Americans the right to sell them to anyone to carry anywhere. She's just amazing. The Second Amendment gives Americans the right to bear arms, and that isn't going anywhere. But that constitutional amendment doesn't spell out the types of firearms Americans should bear, nor does it give Americans the right to sell them to anyone to carry anywhere. You know what? You know why it doesn't spell it out? Because the Founding Fathers never thought we could be this stupid. They never thought we could be this ignorant. They never thought that we didn't have the common sense or wouldn't have the common sense to put this together. Remember, they went everywhere, lady, with firearms. Everywhere. They could buy them anywhere. Do you really want to do what the Founding Fathers did? Right? The guns that they were carrying were the guns of the day. The rifles of the day, whatever. Okay, they could buy ammunition or make their ammunition or buy what they needed to make their ammunition anywhere. They could take them anywhere. They could give them to friends. There wasn't like there was a national registry at the time. So you are wrong. And that just shows you the ignorance of the anti-gunners. Diaz claimed that the real story was how the attacker, who had a criminal record and was banned from owning firearms, was able to get a firearm. Right, because most criminals will abide by the law. Oh. Without realizing it, Diaz actually made a strong case against gun control. She really did. I mean, she talked about, you know, how was it that this guy was able to get a gun? Is it because the Texas didn't have strong laws? No. I mean, look at Chicago. Everybody's got a gun in Chicago. They got the strictest laws. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And the fact that criminals don't obey laws, that was an easy one, don't you think? And some of the responses that, Diaz, she really deserved to be plastered. Right? I mean, seriously. Oh, God. Columbine survivor Evan Todd said, I stared down the barrel of a gun at Columbine, where 13 people were murdered and almost 30 wounded. He goes on to say, I wish then and now that we had a Jack Wilson on that day. We'd all be in a better place. If there were more men and women like Jack, shame on you, Diaz. Right? I mean, think about it. This guy was in it. He saw it. He had somebody staring a gun in his face. Michael Malice, freedom is terrifying, insisting enemy of the people. The entire point of a concealed carry that murderers and so on don't know who around them is packing. So true. Congressional candidate Lisa Sutton, who, what's terrifying in your attempt to downplay a heroic act by a law-abiding American? They were focused on stopping an evil person from inflicting more harm. What are they, pro-evil people? I mean, it's got to be, right? I mean, why in God's creation, you would think, this shows you how dull they are. Why not say something along the lines of, hey, I'm not a gun advocate. I don't think people should have guns in churches. But thank God that guy was there that day. And we need to find a way to make it harder for criminals to get guns. Now, most, you know, level-headed conservatives, that's a hard one to fight. Right? That's a hard one to come unglued on. Seattle-based conservative radio host Jason Rantz said, so glad that Diaz is getting dragged on for this trash. It's unfortunate people had weapons to protect themselves against a mass shooter. Yep, makes sense to me. I'm just saying, I don't get these people. I don't get... We've raised a group of people that actually love putting out how stupid they are, how ignorant they are. And that's what she did here. Senior Heritage legal policy analyst Amy Schwerer said that we know they are law-abiding citizens with a Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms in defense against crime and tyranny, and that in a moment of grave peril, they acted responsibly with their firearms. This is great. This is perfect. This is the way it should be. Free Beacon Second Amendment reporter Stephen Gutowski said, sure, Jack Wilson is a hero that saved many lives, but his heroism is good for gun advocates. So it's actually bad. Brilliant stuff here. Used to be a gun control activist like this, reserved guns only for active duty law enforcement. I guess firearms instructors have been added to the list now. I guess that's progress. Right? I mean, these guys, they're not too swift. No, seriously. When I say that, when they start seeing this stuff, when they start seeing that you've got real law-abiding citizens looking to help and not to hurt people. This is not the Wild West. They're not trying to be the Wild West. They're simply trying to save a life. Nancy from California. I must have hit a hot button. You're on.
No. Oh, hello. You know, this is a real hot button with me being a gun rights advocate. I grew up out in the country in northwestern Pennsylvania in a hunting town where everybody had guns. My doctor would close his offices for buck season, and nobody was ever murdered by a gun. The only murder we ever had was with a hammer, and I never heard the outcry about banning hammers. This whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. Every country, every nation in the world that has ever gotten to the point of tyranny and dictatorship, the first thing they did was disarm their citizens, because they knew if their citizens were armed, they had a chance to fight back. April 19th, 1775, the Battle of Lexington Concord, King George III sent his people over here to disarm the citizens. That's what started the Revolutionary War. It wasn't the Tea Party. The Tea Party was part of it, you know, against taxation. But the whole thing was the shot heard around the world was what started the American Revolution, because
they wanted
to disarm.
Got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Nancy will be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. You'll listen to The Real Side.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and really just seriously get involved. Seriously get involved. Not kind of sort of get involved, but seriously get involved. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, in light of watching what's going on in Virginia, we're talking about a civil war. I think we're going to see, if the Virginia legislature really goes through what they're saying they're going to do, you're going to see a civil war in Virginia. You're going to see it start there. And the rest of the country will start gearing up for it. Places like California will become war zones and have nothing to do with Trump and everything to do with the left-leaning socialistic libs that think guns don't matter. Guns are not something the average person should have. And it won't stop there. Seriously, they'll start taking them away from the you watch what happens. Nancy from California, I'm bringing you back on again, and you know what's happening. I know you're keeping track of what's happening in Virginia, aren't you?
I sure am. And, you know, those 27 words in the Second Amendment make it very clear. You don't have to be a legal scholar to understand what they said. If you look at the founders' quote on guns and being armed and that a free people need to be armed, there should be no question whatsoever. There is nothing in the Second Amendment that said, oh, guns are for hunting. They didn't mention hunting. You know, if I remember right, they had cannons in the middle of the Revolutionary War. But did they restrict? Oh, no, but you can't have a cannon. No, they didn't. If you look at any country, like I had said, that has any kind of tyranny and dictatorship, they have, their citizens are not allowed to have guns. Look at their gun control laws. Look at North Korea. Look at China. Look at Venezuela. Is that how you want to live? Do you want government controlling your life, or do you want to control your life? You know, the documents say we have a God-given right endowed by our Creator for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know what? I don't even need the Bill of Rights to tell me that I can have a gun, because that is a God-given right to me to protect my life and to protect my family and my country against the tyranny. That's the whole reason we have this country.
Well, you're pushing that thought process on a bunch of heathens. They don't care about God anymore at the legislative level. Christians elect these non-believing heathens into these positions, and they don't really seem to get it. They don't seem to understand what that has, the effect that that actually has on them. Right?
Okay, those aren't Christians. I'm sorry, I'm going to call them out. Those aren't Christians, because if they were, they would be following the word of God. You know, I can go into my garage and call myself a car, but that doesn't make me a car. Just like every person that walks into a church or a synagogue does not make them a believer.
Right. I agree. You know that. Yeah, no. People need to step up. They need to do the right thing, and they need to stop going, oh, well, that doesn't cut it. Nancy,
they have to understand and take personal accountability and responsibility for their own lives.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All right, lady, thanks for calling. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you calling, and I appreciate you protecting our Second Amendment. I really do.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. You know, we've heard a lot about the impeaching 45. You know, this is such a big deal. But remember, Maxine Waters actually came out and said that, you know, she was not the driver behind this. And as I recall, she was the driver behind this. As I recall, she was one. She was screaming. This shows you how smart she is. She was, and please keep your emails. It's not because she's a black woman, because she's a stupid person, an ignorant person. But she was calling for Trump's impeachment before he was even in office. You know, her favorite, what was the favorite say? Impeach 45. That was the big thing with her. Remember that?
Since we have invested so much, and since we have endured so much, we've got to provide the leadership to get rid of him. We can do this, you all, but we've got to stand up. I want you to rally. I want you to tweet. I want you to go on Facebook. I want you to write to your elected officials. I want you to do everything, whether it's in a church or whether it's in a meeting of any kind. If you're with the labor unions, etc., get busy and keep going until we do what needs to be done. I am saying impeach 45. Impeach 45.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't love you all. No. Impeach 45. This is from a speech she gave in July of 2017. The man hasn't been in office for 6 months. She doesn't call him out for the Russian stuff or anything like that. Right? It's just simply impeach. They hated him. They've always hated him. And you get down to, you know, the proof of the matter is, they have even said the reason they need to impeach him is because he may win again. Right? Now, when he was on MSNBC, Democratic Representative Al Green. Now, he's been trying to impeach the president since the president was born. And now you're looking at this, and I'm saying to myself, they don't, look it, I've told you guys this a million times, They don't even hide this anymore. It is up in your face now. They don't care that you know. So here's Al Green, Representative Al Green. I keep thinking of the singer, but here's Representative Al Green telling you that this was before he was even in office, and he got to go. They knew that the gravy train for them was gone. Think about what these guys are doing. They're being exposed for giving contracts, international contracts out, where money's coming back to their family. This is all being exposed. They don't know what to do about it. And their game plan is so obvious and so in your face. And we're seeing it. Some of us saw it early on. Take a listen.
You just mentioned political expediency and insincerity, which those are two charges that have been leveled against Democrats during this entire affair, particularly since September when the formal impeachment inquiry started. And you play a starring role in those charges. I mean, the argument goes like this of House Republicans and Trump and his allies, the president and his allies, is basically the Democrats wanted to impeach Donald Trump from day one. They cast about looking for a set of facts that they could plausibly use to do it, and all of it was pretextual and reverse engineered to get to this point. Exhibit one, Congressman Al Green, who's been calling for the man's impeachment for two years now. What's your response to that charge?
Well, the genesis of impeachment, to be very candid with you, was when the president was running for office, and he had.
Did you hear that? No. Did you hear that? The genesis for impeachment was when the president was actually running for office.
He just won. Congressman Al Green, who's been calling for the man's impeachment for 2 years now. What's your response to that charge?
Well, the genesis of impeachment, to be very candid with you, was when the president was running for office. And he had.
So the genesis for impeachment was from before he got elected. The genesis for impeachment was because we hated him from the minute he said it was a go. Come on, think about what he's saying here. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is all about hate for them. Nothing more than hate. This has nothing to do with whether or not, you know, they had, whether he actually did something wrong. Nothing at all. It had everything in the world to do with the fact that he beat their girl. Ain't no other way to put it. He beat their girl. And it made him nuts. Or made them nuts, if you would. Think about their mindset. I want you to think about something. Their mindset was such that they know so much more than the rest of us. They're so much smarter than the rest of us. They got so much more going on than the rest of us. Right? That they were sure we were going to choose Hillary. Nobody was going to choose a guy like Donald Trump, a billionaire. Because, you know, they're not billionaires, right? The Clintons have no money to speak of, or had no money to speak of. It just never stops. The amusement, I should say, never stops. And even Joe Biden, with the stuff he's done wrong. Think about it. And they don't care. They just don't care. You know why? Because it's one of theirs. That's why they don't care. Write it down for next time, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Let your friends know, your loved ones, your unloved ones know especially. You'll make them crazy for sure. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend telling your friends about the show, getting involved, getting engaged. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Hug a loved one. We'll talk later.